Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about the hope of glory. Some of you will have noticed that I've given a different verse in my opener today, and this is the verse that I will be using probably throughout this year. It comes from Psalm 27, verse 1, and it has been one of the stabilizing influences in my life. It's one of my life verses. Psalm 27, 1, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Anyone needing a stronghold today? Anyone afraid? Let the Lord be your stronghold. Then there's nothing else to fear. As someone has said, fear God and fear nothing else. And on this first day of the year, I would like to ask you, what are you hoping for in this year? During this past week, we've been looking at God's pattern for good. It's perfectly natural for you and me to imagine a pattern which looks good to us and to hope that things will work out according to our pattern. God's way, God's pattern, is always better and grander and more glorious for those who love Him, for those who have surrendered themselves to Him. Now, it doesn't always look grander or better. Very often, let's face it, let's be honest, it looks much worse. We think, well, I could have done it better. But of course, we really don't know what we're talking about. We couldn't have done it better. We weren't in control of all the factors that would have had to go into operation in order to make that pattern work out. But God is in control of every single factor that has to be coordinated in order to work out His pattern for your life. Doesn't that give you confidence for this year? God already knows every single thing that every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of this entire year is going to hold. Yes, He does. He already knows about it. He knew about it before the foundation of the world. There will be some surprises for you and me. There are never any surprises for God. There will be problems for you and me, but guess what? God doesn't have any problems, only plans. I got that from Corrie ten Boom. God has no problems, only plans. We have a promise, quite incredible, humanly speaking, and quite beyond comprehension, but it's true. His promise is true. And it's this that I want to give you today to hang your soul on for this coming year. Seven words. Here they are. Got a pencil? Some of you have a pencil. You can write it down. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Those seven words come from the first chapter of Colossians, verse 27. The Apostle Paul was specially commissioned to present this mystery. It had never been revealed before. In verse 26, he says, the mystery has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious richness of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, I was sitting by my window, by my desk, as I was preparing this talk. And in front of my window, there's a tottering skeleton of an old tree silhouetted against the ocean. I love that old dead tree. There's not a leaf left on it. Most of the bark is falling off, and it sways in the wind, and it's cracked very close to the bottom. So each time we have a storm, Lars and I fully expect to see that old skeleton collapse. But the birds love that tree. It has stood the great Atlantic storms. It has been stripped by the winds, and it makes a refuge and a happy perch for a good many birds. We have some crows around our house that have a sort of a committee meeting there, usually in the early morning. And while I was preparing this talk, a crow was sitting there in the very topmost branch of that tree, preening himself. You know, everything in nature speaks to me of God. What do you think of when you see a crow preening himself? Well, I know what Lars would say to that. Lars would say, I think of a crow preening himself. And he and I talk about these things. Of course, his mind doesn't work the way mine does. My mind doesn't work the way his does, and that's why God put us together, I'm sure. But I look at that black bird, and I think, that's God's crow. In verse 15 of Colossians 1, it says, He is the image of the invisible God, speaking of Christ, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, and may I add, or crows, all things were created by Him and for Him. All things were created by Him and for Him. And then verse 17 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Is your life falling apart? Do you feel as though you have no control? Have things gotten out of hand? They've never gotten out of His hand if you've put them there. You can count on His holding them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. All God's fullness is found in Jesus Christ. And His purpose is to reconcile us to God, to make peace through the blood of His cross. I'm reading this verse again from verse 27. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious richness of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim Him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end, Paul says, I labor, struggling with all His energy, which so powerfully works in me. I'm a long way from being anything like the Apostle Paul, but it certainly is my aim, too, to become like Christ and to present all those to whom God gives me the privilege of ministering to God, perfect in Christ. And to this end, I too seek to labor and to struggle with the energy that God gives me. If there's any power in me, any spiritual power, then I know that the source of that is God. How often you've heard me mention the cross of Jesus? I don't know how often, but I know it's been often, because it is the central fact of our Christian faith. Without the cross, we have no hope. But the hope that Paul is speaking about, he mentions in verse 5. He's thanking God and praying for the Colossian Christians. Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love that you have for all saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth. Did you ever think about the fact that faith and love spring from hope? That hope itself is what produces faith and love. You know, I never had thought much about that until I really began to study this verse, this chapter of Colossians, that hope produces faith and love, and they are stored up for us. And in verse 12, he says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Now, those are such staggering truths that really they just go right off our backs like water off a duck, I'm afraid. We hardly even try to think about them, to understand them. me, Elizabeth Elliot, qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light? It's God's word. If I am in Christ, if Christ is in me, he is my hope of glory. It's only Christ that can qualify me to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. But by his grace, I want to believe that. By his grace, I want to obey him in order that I may walk worthy of the Lord. Verse 13 says, he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. All these wonderful things we can look forward to in heaven, but we can begin to receive them here on earth. Hope, faith, love, redemption, rescue, forgiveness. Am I speaking to someone today who needs forgiveness? Plenteous grace with him is found. Amazing grace. If we will come to him, if we will trust him, will you comply with that if in the coming year? May you not be moved from this hope of the gospel. Christ in you, asleep, at work, traveling, ill, in prison, rolling down the highway, in school. Is he Lord of your mind? Christ in your eyes, Christ in your hands, Christ in your will, Christ in charge of your life. That will produce a hope of glory that is beyond definition.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.